My name is Ketsura Aurelian, Ketsura Aurelian. This dictation is on Joyce A. Desmet, Joyce, middle initial A, last name Desmet. Number one, chronic kidney disease. Chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD is likely related to this CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity, and the aging process. However, renal artery stenosis may have contributed in the past, but per the most recent nuclear diuretic renogram, RENOGRAM, which was done on 6/23/22, her renal artery stenosis is stable and the exam was normal, period. According to the most recent renal function test, her CKD has returned to baseline from a stage 4 at the last visit. Her BUN is 32 from 39, creatinine 1.55 from 1.7, and GFR 33 from 29, period. She reports nocturia every 2 to 3 hours. And states when she urinates, she starts voiding, then suddenly stops and feels like she is still withholding urine in the bladder, period. We will order a post-void pelvic ultrasound to rule out urinary retention or obstructive uropathy, period. The patient does have a history of hysterectomy as well as bladder prolapse. So we would love to assess further to make sure she is not retaining urine in the bladder, period. There is unfortunately no urinalysis available for assessment of activity in the urinary sediments or of proteinuria, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is uncontrolled with total cholesterol of 246, triglycerides of 212, and LDL of 146. We recommend following a diet that is low in simple carbohydrates, fat, and cholesterol. continue with the fish oil and Crestor, 20 milligrams, half a tablet daily. Next line, arterial hypertension with stable blood pressure of 120 over 66. We recommend continuation of her current regimen. Next line, hyperuricemia with uric acid of 8.5. According to the patient, she had never received the allopurinol, which was started at the last visit from the pharmacy, period. We instructed her on the importance of maintaining normal uric acid level of 6 or less to prevent crystallization and complications such as kidney stones, gouty, G-O-U-T-Y, arthritis, and cardiovascular events, among other things, period. We reordered the allopurinol, 100 milligrams, one tablet daily, and we'll repeat the uric acid level. Period. We gave her instructions on the recommended low purine diet, and she verbalizes understanding. Period. Next line. Coronary artery disease status post, 5 stents. Next line, peripheral vascular disease status post stents. Next line, DJD. She is aware not to use NSAIDs, N-S-A-I-D-S, for pain management. Next line, we ordered a post-void pelvic ultrasound to rule out obstructive uropathy in a patient with history of bladder prolapse due to symptoms of nocturia every 2 to 3 hours. And feeling of incomplete bladder emptying, period. Next line, renal artery stenosis. Per the recent nuclear diuretic renogram, RENOGRAM, which was done on 6/23/22, the exam was completely normal. Next line, osteopenia. Continue with the vitamin D3 and calcium supplementation. Next line, obesity with a BMI of 32.6. She weighs 190 pounds to date and has lost 25 pounds since the last visit. By reducing her portion by reducing her portion sizes and eating healthier choices of foods. Next line, he is status post surgical intervention in, of her left arm in July 2022 due to trauma from a fall. Period. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup and